Everything is at risk from the effects of climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Starks, professor of finance and distinguished university chair at the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin, looks into one financial area of concern.
Corporate environmental risk, including climate risk, have been receiving increased attention from investors and firm managers and have become an important factor in financial decision-making. In my research, I evaluate whether and how climate and other environmental regulatory risk affect corporate bond credit ratings and prices. The evidence suggests that uncertainty about future regulatory actions can motivate investors and other market participants to respond to firms' environmental performance, and particularly to changes in firms' exposures to climate risk. For example, poor environmental performance or a higher carbon footprint is associated in general with lower credit ratings and higher bond yield spreads, particularly for firms located in states with stricter environmental regulations. Specifically, the December 2015 Paris Agreement appears to have increased the regulatory risk for firms that are in high emissions industries or have poor environmental performance, resulting in negative effects on their bonds' credit ratings and prices. Importantly, we observed these effects to be stronger for firms located in states that enforce regulation more strictly, which suggests that the effects are stronger because of expectation on stricter enforcement of potential new regulations. These results have important implications for how firms' environmental profiles are related to market participants' assessments of their corporate bonds, risk, and values. The results suggest that credit rating analysts and bond investors are concerned with issuers' environmental profiles because of potential regulatory costs. Thus, if bond investors expect an issuer to be punished for poor environmental performance, they are more likely to price these costs into the firm's bonds.
That was Laura Starks of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.